please hang up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks. It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, it is the 25th anniversary of the Speed Freaks Freaky Awards, and you're going to see all those sons of bitches tonight, Freak Nation. How you doing, man? Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Richard C. Suave, Cole Cusimano's here. Even big-ass Cody Johnson's going to chime in from time to time with his takes on his Freaky Awards tonight, Freak Nation. We got Race of the Year. We got Story of the Year, Freak of the Year, Driver, Rider of the Year for you, Freak Nation. We're going to pontificate in the show some of our favorite traditions that we do or don't do over the holidays.
Okay.
One of the most disappointing things that I heard prior to the show going live was that Richie doesn't drink a whole lot anymore. What is that about, Richie? What the hell is it? What?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Freak Nation, I just bought a new car,
right?
First of all, okay, so I have a new hoopty, and that's expensive. That's not a cheap thing to do, so I can't afford to pay for alcohol anymore. Did I get it right? Did I say it right that time?
You did say nice alcohol.
Work. Yes, oh, all yes. Right. That's yeah. called growth, ladies and
Good
gentlemen.
Call
that's called growth. Cole, for the longest time, I could not say that word correctly. And these two would get on me like every time because I couldn't pronounce it correctly. But I know, yeah, it's expensive. So I only drink if I go out with friends anymore. And that's great.
And do your friends buy?
No. No, I'm buying myself. Come on.
Dang it. Okay.
Is Christmas... holidays, and again, cumulative, not just the actual day of Christmas, but the Christmas holidays through January 1st, New Year's, that week, is that the heaviest alcohol consumption week on this planet, at least for the lower 48?
Over the July 4th week?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. Yeah, man.
Hmm.
Wow. I mean, it's a lot.
I wonder what the DUI rate is that week.
Hey!
Well, we're starting off the Freaky Awards. All right. Hey, man, did I mention our fantastic freaking pre-production? People are tuning in right now. God, are they going to talk about the NASCAR? Are they going to talk about the court case?
Don't you know everything you want to know so far about the court case? We talked about it on our Wednesday show. Horsepower Hump Day, and you've got everything you need to know from Matt Weaver, Bob Pockrass, Jeff Gluck, Shannon McMenemy, who is the legal expert helping Jeff and Jordan. And you got it all out there. Let's have some fun on Sunday night. Let's take a breath away from court, Michael Jordan suing NASCAR, and let's just have fun.
Cole, you want to chime in, Cole?
I mean,
how's it going, buddy?
You said it right there. I could not be more excited to talk about our favorite Freak of the Year, Driver of the Year, give all these awards, because I do not like talking about the court case, in case you guys didn't know that. I'm not big on that stuff. I'm in tune with it now that they're actually in the courthouse and whatnot. But I want to talk about motorsports, man, not the legalities and all that crap. So let's do it.
I mean, we may end up talking about the court case inadvertently, because we do have a category of our Freaky Awards called Story of the Year. I'm going to imagine one of us did the court case, the NAS court, Michael Jordan. You didn't do it. Cole's
I did
already
not.
Shaking his head.
I did not. It's an obvious one, and you could have went there, obviously, but I think there were other underrated storylines out there that deserved to be in this category and maybe even deserving of the award. So fingers crossed on my pitch.
I did not take the NAS court story
really?
As the story of the year either.
Okay.
So let's see. Let's see. Maybe you and I are on the same page.
Maybe. And you know what? This was also like a pull this morning, too, because I was going to go with like Hamlin heartbreak, something of that nature.
That was a big story.
I was like, you know what? Oh, that was a good storyline this year. So stay tuned.
Okay.
So Freak Nation, we're going to have, again, our Freaky Awards, where we're going to have Race of the Year, Driver of the Year. We're also going to have Freak of the Year, Story of the Year. That's where we're going to roll here on the Freak Nation. Richie, your mic is making all kinds of freaking.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I can turn it off for now.
There you go. Now you're in focus when you get closer to it. Okay, now you're back in focus. There you go. Attaboy.
This is crazy. Yeah. All the gremlins, the Christmas gremlins.
Right. Crasher, we've done, what's that?
Great Christmas movie, actually. Gremlins.
Gremlins.
It is a Christmas movie.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Since Cole Cusumano's camera is off, we're going to figure this thing out. But Crasher, between you and me, we've done the Freaky Awards quite a bit. Again, 25
years. 25
years. Where the easy thing to go to is, of course, you could go NASCAR. You could go Denny Hamlin's choke. You could go
what a word.
Playoffs. I hope that some of you guys deep dove into this damn thing.
Deep dove?
Deep
dove. Is that a word?
Listen. What did I say about intoxication? Took a deep dive into this, Freak Nation.
We did drink a lot last night because guess what? My Hoosiers won the Big Ten Championship, number one in the country, my baby. Oh, my God. So, yes, we celebrated large. Yeah. And that could be why some of our words are a little tongue twisted today.
It's all right, Freak Nation. Again, the Freaky Awards are coming up. Again, Race of the Year, Freak of the Year, Driver, Rider of the Year, and Freaking Story of the Year, Freak Nation. And it's been one of those weekends. Crasher was just talking about that with her Indiana Hoosiers never going undefeated.
Never, ever. Well, never 13-0. That's for sure. We were 9-1 1 year, or were we 9-0 1 year? Anyway, once we got to 10-0, it was history making in the books for the Indiana Hoosiers. Which just 2 years ago, at the end of the 2023 season, Indiana was 1-11 on the 2023 season. Hired Kurt Cignetti. Since then, we've lost only twice. Both of those were last year. And guess what? We're not the losingest team in NCAA history anymore. It does still belong to the Big Ten, though. Northwestern is now the king of the losing teams. But OMG! Sig 10, full court press. I'm so, oh my God. I just...
Okay, enough. We've got Indiana winning the...
That's my story
Big
of the
Ten
year.
Championship. Okay, big deal. But, frankly, a little bit bigger deal for me, Freak Nation, is the fact that our daughter won a freaking tournament this weekend where they went 3-0 going into the semifinals, won that game 4-0, and then had to go into not just overtime, but penalty kicks to win her freaking tournament.
And she's the keeper.
Yes.
She's the goalie. And PKs are all on the goalie, and then you hope that your girls can kick it. And our girls were phenomenal in their kicks. It just everything lined up almost perfectly. Well, it was perfect. It was just nerve-wracking again, but gorgeous to boot.
Yeah, one of the most brutal things about being the father of an 11-year-old goalkeeper is about being the father of an 11-year-old goalkeeper. It's just you. Who said this? It was Justin Ashley. NHRA top fuel pilot said that his father, Mike Ashley, who was a funny car driver in the NHRA for many years, his anxiety is much higher watching his son, Justin Ashley, run the top fuel car versus when he was in a top fuel car. Same. Whether I was in a soccer tournament or trying to kick a game-winning field goal in high school, didn't match any of this crap. Being a father watching my damn daughter out there trying to save goals, these blasts coming at her face.
Oh, she has three bruises on her face right now. Yeah. One right in like the chin dimple. She's got one above her under her eyebrow, I should say, and another one over on her cheekbone. She's been kicked in the face. I don't know how many times this weekend. She is a monster keeper. And wow. Yeah. Good to her.
Been a hell of a weekend, Freak Nation. Thank you guys for spending time with us here at the Freak Nation. We may talk a little bit of NASCAR, but evidently, according to a lot of you guys, it looks like you're just freaking done with it. It's like, let's take another breather until what? Tomorrow. Okay. Okay. Do we know what the schedule is for people taking the stand tomorrow and Tuesday? I'm with you.
Richard Childress is coming up.
Oh, microphone, Richard.
Richard Childress is coming up. We know that. I haven't seen
an updated schedule of who's expected to testify. However, on Friday, they did start moving a lot faster.
Yes.
I think MJ only testified for an hour. Heather Gibbs was only on and off in an hour or so. After the judge admonished, everybody was like, hey, you idiots, we've got a timeline here. Keep it going. Move faster. Get it going. So we might get a resolution at some point this year.
There's no way it wraps up by the end of the week. They had hoped it would be 10 days.
Right.
We're certainly going to blow past that, Freak Nation. But
maybe not too much. But yeah, you're right. 50. Oh, God. Could we go to the Friday right before Christmas?
See, this is where, and again, the closest I came to being an attorney was I went to Sam Houston State, which is at one time was one of the top schools to go to for criminal justice. It's as close as I got to be. So I don't know who's on the docket to hit the stand. Is Steve Phelps on the stand? Okay, we know Richard Childress is
he's coming up.
Is Lisa France Kennedy is Jim Branch.
You know what the big one was that we did learn about, I think on either Thursday or Friday, is that Roger Penske was scheduled.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he was scheduled to take the stand next week, but according to his lawyers and everything, he was only available on Monday. Now, what is an 80-plus-year-old man who owns a race team doing with his businesses where he can't show up to court and testify under oath?
He is on the board of like 200 companies.
That's fine. He's going to get subpoenaed or whatever it is in the court cases to go and show up. He's like, nah, too busy. Can't do that.
But that's what Judge Bell said, right? Yeah. He said, guys, to the defense attorneys, figure it out.
Yeah.
Because if he's on your witness list, figure it freaking out.
Yeah. Imagine the stones of somebody that says, you know what, judge, federal judge, I'm a little too busy. Guess what there, Skipjack? Judge Bell says he's not going to take a lot of that crap, Freak Nation. All right, coming up next, Freak Nation, we're going to jump into our first award for our annual Freakies, and we're going to jump into Race of the Year. Cody Johnson, Richard C. Suave, Crash Gladys, Cole Cusimano all have their picks except for me.
What?
I'm playing Judge Bell, and I'm going to judge who wins that category.
All right.
Roll here in the
You didn't make picks?
No, man.
At all?
No.
No picks.
Settle down.
Shoot.
That's next.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks for your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude. It's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks' YouTube page.
Cool.
And bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
My goodness. Hey, Freak Nation.
Solar.
We couldn't do this without Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com to find a line of products to keep all of your rides fat and happy. Go to lucasoil.com. Koku Shimano did it. Koku Shimano just garnered him, what, 4 or 5 new pints of Lucas Oil? Is that right?
Almost 6, actually. Yeah.
Damn.
I just lubed up my Mustang's engine with some Lucas Oil. Yeah. Today, actually.
Are you lubing up my cat? Is that my cat in the background I hear screaming?
Shoot. It's Omar.
This is a great show today. So it's awesome. A great start. I love this.
I was hoping you were going to go when we're talking about your quarts of oil. I was hoping you'd say, I did about 6 or 7.
You're not going to get me to do that. I refuse to continue
laughing now.
Love you, Joe. And was. Mm. This weekend was December 6th, 7.
Who's laughing now?
Enough, Joey. Enough. Hey, and I know that a couple of you made a comment about this. Yes, you did see a commercial and hear a commercial for the new Freakwear. It's out, baby. And if you order now before December 11th, according to our good friends at Fourth Wall, you'll get your Freakwear before Christmas.
Serious?
So go to the store on Official Speed Freaks, our YouTube page, and order your ass away.
Well, no, we don't have underwear.
The hell did I just say about that? order away there, Freak Nation. Freakwear is now up for grabs. You can own a part of the Freak Nation. I've been talking about this we had a line of Freakwear up many, many years ago, but now that it's gotten much, much more simpler to do where somebody else handles all the garbage, bam, it's up there, man. We've got hoodies. We've got beanies. We've got lids. We've got tennis shoes.
I've
seen those. Those are really cool.
Right? Yeah. I'm going for that right away.
Yeah. Go to our official YouTube page and hit store and order away, Freak Nation. And let me know your opinion, too, when you get that stuff. If we need to upgrade or change something, we're not opposed to being critiqued gently.
Constructive criticism.
Not even constructive. Yes. I'm just using a different word, Crasher.
Okay.
Because sometimes constructive criticism can be pretty freaking brutal. Just take it easy on us, man.
We're gonna put a gun to the Freak Nation members' heads when they're buying our merch and say, "You gotta buy merch. Too bad. Take it or leave it."
What so you're stealing that from NASCAR?
I was just gonna say another
nice job,
NASCAR.
Richie. We're laughing now.
But I'm not a liar.
And here we go, Freak Nation. All right, so we got race of the year, Freak Nation, as we continue on. Again, when you spend this kind of money on production, you want to show it off. Just put the camera on you one time, Cody. I just need to see that outfit one more time.
God, dapper.
That's sexy.
If nothing screams have sex with me, it's that. Right?
Let's go.
I love it.
And now his face is turning as pink as his tuxedo. Right.
So, Freak Nation, we've got Freaking Race of the Year where Crash, Cole, Richard C., and Big Ass Johnson, they have their Race of the Year. So, since we put Cody Johnson on the spot first, Cody, let's go with you. You got your headset on, or are you going to exchange mics with Wrinkle D? All right, here we go.
Wrinkle D.
All right, so hold on. So are you ready, Cody?
Sure.
All right, so again, I know you're not used to doing this. Okay, my friend, you got to get the mic close.
Look, is it close enough for
you? Yeah, it's a nice job.
Okay.
I'm going to go with it. Are you switching or am I switching? Who's switching? I'll switch. Okay, there we go. Oh, look at that pink flamingo right there. That is so good looking, man. All right, so just before you announce the name of your race of the year or your winner, guys, you're going to cue me, and then I'm going to drop the actual pick.
Okay.
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 All right. So give me an explanation of why you picked this race, Cody.
All right. So I chose this particular event not only for the on-track action, but the event that happened within the Lucas Oil Studios.
Oh.
So, Cole made us some nice red meat. You got us on some rice-a-roni.
Mom made us great call.
Cake. Ross Chastain came from the rear to finish first. Mm-hmm. He had over 70 cameras on the Amazon production. So it was just utterly beautiful, Coca-Cola 600.
Crasher, that is true. It is the Coca-Cola 600.
Race that drug on forever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about when it comes to picks. That's what I like to hear, the full explanation of how you went with that. Because that's true. You're bringing back some memories here. We had the steak.
Tradition, baby.
That's right.
It was a damn good night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Richard C. Suave and Crasher were in Indianapolis for the Indianapolis 500 while we were here, literally getting fat and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Did we consume any alcohol that night?
No, we didn't.
You had to talk on mic. You had to keep your lips not, you know.
Nice pick, Cody.
Yeah.
All right, Cole Cusumano, race of the year, my friend.
All right.
Who are you going with, bud?
Race of the year is a hot take here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the 2025 Cup Series Championship at Phoenix Raceway.
Ooh. Yeah.
Little race this year that was more memorable for me, or that was able to elicit as much emotion or excitement for me before the green flag even dropped. Just the billing of JGR versus HMS was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The race itself, I thought, was incredible as well. You had Goodyear bringing a new tire there that was wore out really well. That made for a lot of passing. It spawned 16 lead changes, 9 cautions, one of those which brought out the overtime restart, which prevented Denny Hamlin from winning the race and the championship. But I think one thing that sticks out to me the most is that image. It's forever ingrained in my head. All four championship four drivers, mm-hmm. four wide with 35 to go for the lead.
Yeah.
Just pure cinema. And the overtime restart with Ryan Blaney in a photo finish, I might add, winning that thing. His elusive first Phoenix victory was the icing on the cake. So I thought this was an incredible race. And it's everything you would have wanted in a championship.
Phoenix Raceway.
Mm-hmm. I almost got emotional there with Cole Cusumano. It's a cinematic. What'd you call it?
Cinematic. It was cinematic.
It was a Hollywood story. It was.
Big Glenn is in the chat with the real reason why Cole Cusumano chose the NASCAR Cup finale.
That's my babe right there.
Of course.
Love you, Sydney. I know you're watching.
Oh, true.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good point. Oh, my gosh. I just, and again, like I say, we're going to try and get through all these sons of bitches in one freaking segment.
And if we don't, we'll put them up on social media.
Yeah, real quick. I was laughing last night at the introduction to the Indiana-Ohio State game. And it's when he goes, it's a freaking race. But Cole made it sound like it was a James Cameron 10-year edit run of a one race that lasted 4 hours. But it reminded me, Crasher, the intro to the Indiana-Ohio State game, the announcer was, they were called for dead, rested in the corpse of cemeteries, and drained the blood out of little children's ears. Yet they fought their way from the elderly homes of the deathbed and worked their way to the championship of the Big Ten.
Who's yours?
Like, I'm just going, what? It's a football game, man. Nobody's died. There's no death.
Indiana was on their deathbed. You got to admit that. Indiana football was on their deathbed 2 years ago, and they have been resurrected.
They climbed on the back of the helpless, homeless individuals of the top 50 cities on this planet. Death was staring in their face. They were drinking the blood and guts of Frankenstein's bowels, and now they've resurfaced as hunters for the Big Ten Championships.
And they did it!
Was that off the dome?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good job. Yeah.
That's Kenny.
All right. Ready, Richie? Race of the year, buddy.
I know what this is going to be. I think.
I don't think you. I don't think so, Crash. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Richie. You know, neither one of them have done what I asked. They announce it. You're supposed to point to me, and
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So my pick is a surprise pick, ladies and gentlemen. We are speed freaks for a reason, and so I went a little bit. I got a little freaky with it, ladies and gentlemen. My pick.
All right. All right.
Epic.
Yo, this was, I still, that's truly going to be one of my favorite memories of going to my first Indianapolis 500, which a lot of you thought was going to be my choice.
And if I was being
really serious, I would still pick the Indianapolis 500. But yeah, Cody, go and get the video ready here.
Yeah, quickly. We got
listen to the crowd. Listen to
earth-shattering speed.
Woo! The crowd was going insane for that, and it was one of the funnest moments of the weekend. The merch was selling like hotcakes, and so the race of the year is the Weenie 500 from IMS Carb Day this year, ladies and gentlemen.
Massive.
Crash Gladys is race of the year next.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link, and you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks' YouTube page
cool. And
bang the store link so you, too, can own a part of the Freak Nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
For the 2026 season of speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for 2 decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
All right, Freak Nation, we continue on with our Freaky Awards, but first, I can't say it enough about our good friends at General Tire. Go to generaltire.com, check out a line of tires to keep all of your rides on the road. Make sure your family and friends are safe when they're hauling ass with you on the I-10, the 465, the 22, or the 18. You know where you live when I said that number, don't you? Go to generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com. Our last member of the Freak Nation that gets to choose race of the year is Crash Gladys. Crasher, Richie did it properly. He briefly explained why he chose this race, pointed to me. I started the graphic that we paid handsomely for to get produced.
Right.
And then you come back and explain even further. Okay.
Well, I think most of the Freak Nation knows the series that I'm an absolute homer for, but I specifically did not choose my absolute favorite race because I thought Richie was going there. And no, I didn't take that race that had the most passes of the year at 685 and a brand new first time winner. I didn't choose that one. I also didn't choose the race that had 485 passes in prime time on a Sunday night. Nope, didn't choose that one either. Instead, I went here. And I chose the measly 242 on-track passes of the Grand Prix of Portland is because Will Power was your winner. And going into this weekend, we all knew he was about to lose his ride with Roger Penske. And this guy said, hey, take this middle finger and I'm going to show you that I still got what it takes to be an IndyCar winner. I'm still one of the most dominant drivers in the series. I don't care what my age is. And then weeks later, he loses his ride with the captain. Will freaking Power, family in victory lane with him. There was so much emotion on the line in Portland. I had to choose this race. Did it have the most passes? No. But did it have enough passes and enough drama? Abso-freaking-lutely, yes.
Which, by the way, Freak Nation, I also had these individuals pick one of their favorite interviews over this year. And I promised them that we'd highlight most of them. And we're going to highlight some of that Will Power interview after that race win again. He had no idea if he's going to be running for Penske in 2026. Didn't know if he could commit to the new team if he wasn't winning for Roger Penske. Mm-hmm. So we'll hear from Will Power coming up here in the show.
Oh, in this show. In one of our holiday best of shows.
We'll hear in this show.
Okay.
Cool. My winner for Race of the Year goes to the creativity of Richard Cesar. Turn down. Nothing screams freak like a couple Oscar Mayer wieners down the backwards down the front stretch. No, that was the right way.
Yeah,
true. The crowd was louder for that than it was at the Arizona Cardinals home game when they hosted Los Angeles Rams on Sunday.
Believe that.
Good job, guys. Good job, Richard C.
Yeah.
We do have a couple of picks in the chat.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Matt brought up the Milwaukee 250, which you brought that up as well, won by Christian Rasmussen, overtaking Alex Palou to do so.
Yeah.
And maybe the overtake of the year on the outside on an oval like that.
That was massive.
Absolutely insane. One of the moments of the year in IndyCar, quite frankly. Big Glenn with the Michigan Cup race, which I know Cole and I, we did a live show after that Michigan Cup Series race, and both of us really enjoyed that race. That was the one that came down to fuel mileage at the end. Mm-hmm. And that was a great one as well. And then we have some other people in the chat as well. So if you're watching us live on YouTube or Twitter, go ahead and reply. Let us know what your pick is for Race of the Year and any of the categories that are coming up as well.
And again, Freak Nation, you can buy Freakwear at our store on YouTube at Official Speed Freaks.
We just did our Freakwear.
Yeah. All right, we completed Race of the Year. Typically, we leave Freak of the Year for the last category. We're going to have Driver Rider of the Year, and we have Story of the Year, Freaking Story of the Year. Let's go with Freaking Story of the Year, and we're going to start with Richard C. Suave with Freaking Story of the Year. Hold on, Richard. Remember, we got to pay the bill. Doesn't that sound like something James Cameron would produce, like E.T., that music?
It does. Yeah. I thought it was some sort of bite off that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fun home. Yeah.
25th Annual Freaky Awards. Mm. We are now in the freaking story of the year. Richard C. Suave, what you got there, Skip Jack?
Okay, so I adopted my NASCAR show moniker this year, and so I did not get the memo that we had to dress up for Christmas. So I am a NASCAR shill. I got my Dale Earnhardt Jr. hat and my Dale Earnhardt Jr. sweatshirt here. And so my story is a NASCAR story. I'm not going Formula One. I'm not going Lando Norris. I'm not going Max Verstappen. I'm not going with any of that. Not going with any of that. I am going with the story that we talked about most in NASCAR this year. It blew up the internet. Take it away. There's no explanation needed for this. I feel like this is the story that we were talking about.
Well, please include the Radio Freak Nation who don't know what you're
saying. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I the NASCAR playoffs discussion was the biggest story of the year in NASCAR for me. We talked about it on a weekly basis. Everybody on the internet was pissed off every week of the playoffs. It was everything. It was the one thing that everybody was talking about every week. Mark Martin made a name for himself all year long talking about this self again after he's retired. So it was the NASCAR playoffs, hands down. Not even close for me.
That's it.
That's what he said. He said not much explanation needed because we've been ad nauseum with this story since the end of August.
And then it reared its ugly head again with Connor Zillage losing on the championship to Jesse Love. Same thing with, you know, Denny Hamlin losing on the championship to Kyle Larson. So.
Got it. And then you know what? I should not pontificate because I don't want to give away any stories, meaning either whether you pick what I thought might be a good story or not. So I won't get into it just yet.
Yeah, you can't influence the jury.
True. All right, Cole Cusimano, your freaking story of the year is?
My freaking favorite story of the year is one that started off as a horror story and then quickly evolved into a redemption story and one that was kind of comedic, actually. So this is my favorite story of the year. This morning, I will never forget that feeling I had when Connor Zillich fell off his car in victory lane at Watkins Glen following his win. I was working at Amici Pizza. I had the race on TV. He had just won. I had it on the TV. I saw it up there. But I was puzzled because the post-race cut short. I was like, what's going on here? Instantly, my phone was blowing up with texts from family and friends that don't even watch NASCAR asking if I saw what happened, what's going on. I see the video on Twitter of him on the floor, his hand like convulsing. I'm like in a complete state of shock and fear. I'm like, this is it. This is a generational talent. He's going to be like the next RG3, Andrew Luck. Derek Rowe is one of those guys who had their generational run once in a lifetime talent cut short from injury. But sure enough, he comes back 2 weeks later, starts the race at Daytona. Parker Kligerman wins the race, and it was granted to Connor Zillich. But beyond that, he won the next three races, picking up right where he left off. He went on to go score seven straight top fives with four wins and two runner-ups after that scare. So, and as a bonus, obviously, there was national coverage from ESPN, various meme accounts. So my favorite story of the year was Connor Zillich breaking his collarbone and then coming back to be the best driver in the Xfinity Series.
Unbelievable.
And you can color it up a little bit. When the camera jumped on him, when he fell, he had those freaking concussion hands.
He said
like
that.
The fingers. Like, okay. I was like, this is it.
On top of the fact of what you just said, that this was a guy that everyone basically at that time had conceded the championship to. And then of all things, come on, man.
And for
falling off of a race car. Breaking your damn collarbone.
Connor Zillich.
Big Ass Johnson, your freaking story of the year is...
We kicked off our show with this certain topic.
Okay. Talking to the mic, Cody.
It's got a specific goat involved.
Got it.
Go ahead and hit it.
Oh, no way.
What do you think, Crasher? What do you think it is, Crasher?
This is going to be SVG.
Another one that needs no explanation.
We've
talked about it enough.
Agreed.
That goat. Oh, I see. Only the biggest goat of all goats. Mm. Got it.
NASCAR.
Which, by the way, yes, props to Jeff Gluck and Jordan Bianchi for terming it NASCAR. Right.
Crasher, your story of the year?
All right. I'm actually surprised nobody's brought this up
yet. We've got about 45 seconds.
Oh, okay. This is the month of May. And guess what? The guy that owns the track, the guy that owns the winningest team in this particular race. Let's go. Er It's an attenuator. And guess what? Chip Ganassi sees this in qualifying for the Indy 500. Roger Penske's cars are cheating. And our media buddies go back to the museum and take a picture of last year's car that had the exact same cheating attenuator. And then all these executives get fired. To me, that wasn't just a month of May story. That was an IndyCar series story. It lasted through the summer. We still don't know where Tim Cindric is going to end up. We do know where Kyle Moyer is going.
I'm not a liar.
Yes, Joseph. Huge story, not just for IndyCar. Because guess what? Penske also cheated with Joey Logano's glove earlier in the year. I'm just saying. Just massive story.
There you go, Freak Nation. Crashers, story of the year. And I'll give you my choice of the winner of story of the year. That's coming up next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oleson.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. You'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page and bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
For the 2026 season of Speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 and Celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series Enjoy Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Getting more is a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12-125 through 1726. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
All
You're listening to a freaking encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Nation, thank you guys for being a part of the 25th annual Freaky Award. If you're kind of sitting back going, my God, that production value is spectacular. Thank you very much. We've put a lot of money into this organization, and I'm proud to say that we didn't put a lot of money into our post-production. Before AI, I mean, I created this like a couple of years ago.
Yes.
I mean, I bet I could go into ChatGPT and say, create me a show intro for awards called the Freakies, and they would come back to something that looks like, again, James Cameron. My God, when you have something like, look at that's just not stud and stellar. My gosh.
They ain't doing this crap on the teardown, that's for
no,
sure.
No, they're
yeah.
not.
You know?
They're not doing it with four cameras either.
Props to them, though. Yeah. Their NASCAR teardown has been mind-blowing.
They're sitting in court for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
We're high and mighty watching Henley win a soccer championship and drinking mojitos.
Yes. Non-alcoholic mojitos. I love you, Naked Life.
Nojito. That was a good call, actually.
Yeah. That's actually what they should name it. Mm-hmm. Nojito.
Props to Jeff Gluck, too. Got him a good hit on ESPN.
Right?
Yeah.
Good job for him.
Good for Gluck.
All right, so we got – I need to pick race of the year. Real quick, Richie, make your pick. Make your pitch.
What? Story of the year.
Sorry. Richie, make your pitch one more time. Story of the year.
My story of the year was indeed the conversation around the future of the NASCAR playoffs and if we should go back to the 36 race full season schedule points.
You're right. It did consume one or two segments every freaking show for like 6 months. Crash. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to make my pitch again?
Yes.
Oh, no. Do not choose Richie. Choose the Penske cheating scandal because we talked about it all summer, Kenny. I mean, it involved three executives from Team Penske getting fired. These guys have been with Team Penske for over 25 years. So, yeah, come on. You can't tell me that an attenuator, a fake-ass piece of crap attenuator, isn't going to be the story of the GDM year.
Did she just not sound like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation there?
No damn dinner's rotten, sitting on sitting on hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Cole Cusimano, make your pitch.
Listen, there is no better storyline mentioned here today than the horror of Connor Zillich breaking his collarbone and the redemption arc of him coming back, winning a crap ton of races, and also making a meme out of it online.
Didn't he do 9 straight? Or am I making that
He
up?
Had like 15 straight top fives.
Oh.
So, yeah.
And
yeah.
He didn't win the championship.
Yeah.
So in the category once again. Thank you very much.
Cody, make your pitch one more time there, my friend.
My pick, there could not be a NASCAR next year. Right. I think I can just take the cake here.
Okay. NASCAR Fair. Cake?
Yeah, NASCAR.
And then the Freak Nation. We can go with some of the Freak Nation if you want to go with some other ones. We've got biggest story of the year from Matt saying, hi, John Force officially announcing his retirement and Brittany Force going out with a win in the Las Vegas race because, rain that completely canceled their finals in Pomona. So, yeah, the Force story, that could be a story of the year.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that she mentioned John Force and Brittany Force in that sentence that probably lasted 6 or 7 seconds, we could post that up on YouTube and we'll get 60,000 hits on that.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
You mentioned John Force. You mentioned Force. You mentioned Brute Force. It's worth 5,000 hits. Then you put John Force in there, Brittany Force, we're going to get 20,000 hits.
But they're great interviews.
Cody Big Ass Johnson, I'm going to give that award to you, my friend, for story of the year.
Crap, I ain't going to give you the mic, dude. No, that's crap.
He didn't even sell it.
I'm
just because
the flag on that.
He's laughing now.
Even Joey was a part of the Penske cheating scandal. Glove, anyone? Glove.
Who was?
I'm not a liar.
Oh.
All right, Freak Nation, that was freaking story of the year. Story of the year is in the books. Our freaking race of the year is in the books. We will save Freak of the Year for the end of the show. Now let's get into freaking driver rider of the year. We're going to take this over segment and the top of the next hour. We will take it into that segment. So let's kick this one off with, we haven't started off with you, have we, Cole?
Not yet.
All right, Cole, we'll start off with you with your freaking driver rider of the year, my friend.
My freaking driver of the year is a true champion in every sense of the word, both on the track and off the track.
Yes.
Hit it. Alex Palou. He completes the three-peat. He wins his fourth title in his last five seasons. Now, to get this, this guy began his 2025 campaign winning the season opener, then going back-to-back at Thermal. The third race of the season, finished runner-up, then won the next three in a row. So if you're keeping track, that's winning five of the first six races. Beyond that, the excellence and dominance did not stop.
Yeah.
13 podium finishes, including a career-best 8 wins and a career-high 778 laps led. But the icing on the cake here is that in this historic season, Alex Palou, not only did he win his first oval race, it was the biggest race in motorsports, the Indianapolis 500.
Finally.
So he became the first driver since Dario Franchitti to win the Indy 500 and the championship in the same season. On top of that, he became the first Spaniard to win the Indy 500. He won on all the three disciplines, road course, street course, and oval. And he locked up the title with two races remaining, the first to do so since 2007, by the largest margin in the modern era. And then again, to go along with all of this, he's just a true champion in every sense of the word, both on and off the track. He came into the Freak Nation 6 times this year. Every single time had a smile on his face, was completely humble, had so much grace, and was so happy to be here spending his time with us. My first full season watching IndyCar and being in tune with it, I was so enamored by his dominance on the track. Now he holds himself as a person off the track. Just to have that composure and that pride in what you do, and it is awesome. So Alex Palou is my driver of the year.
They did him dirty, though, y'all. Did you see his visage on the Borg Warner? Not the greatest friend.
Oh, not a fan?
No, really? No, I didn't really look like him.
I'm okay with it.
It was like, especially when you compare it to like Joseph Newgarden and some of the past winners, like, oh, that's Joseph Newgarden. Oh, that's Helio Castroneves. You show his visage to me on this year. I was like, that doesn't look like Alex very much. So they did him dirty.
He
just got to win more. If he wins it again next year,
there you go.
He will. I believe.
All right, Richie, your freaking driver rider of the year is?
Y'all have been teasing it in the chat. I said, hang on. May show up again. The biggest name in motorsports, I'd argue. Hit it.
Hey.
And it's for reasons we've already talked about.
Brittany Force.
Yeah, it's Brittany Force, and she went out on top, man. She set the record for fastest pass in the history of Top Fuel, 343 miles per hour. The fastest person on the planet in the NHRA. She set the record for most wins as a woman in the Top Fuel category this year. And unfortunately, she did get her final race rained out in Pomona, but it will go into the record books as that she, like you said, Crash, she won her final race as a full-time NHRA competitor in Las Vegas. And Brittany Force will be missed in the going down the track next year and for the years to come. And not having a Force making passes in the NHRA next year is just, it's going to be a strange deal, man. Mm-hmm. It's been, what, 40 plus years probably since that happened. So, Brittany Force.
Very good choice.
Driver
Very
of good the choice. Year. Mm.
All right, we will continue in our next segment, top of the second hour, with Cody Big Ass Johnson and Crash Gladys' pick for driver rider of the year. Then we're going to feature interviews with, Will Power. And frankly, the story of the year for me would have been NHRA not having a championship race. Whether it was correct or incorrect to call it, just the fact that the Super Bowl did not happen for the NHRA. It really hit me as I was trying to come up with some of, you know, stories to rebut what you guys are doing. I thought,
has this ever happened?
No.
I don't believe so.
No.
You're right.
I mean, you've had races canceled. You've had races pushed for sure, but never a championship race where your champions were determined off the track. That was probably going to be an argument for me for story of the year.
Very valid.
And I've actually got an opinion for driver rider of the year that I will share with you as well, Freak Nation. As I mentioned, we will have Will Power next hour. We'll have Glenn Cromwell from that interview the night of the cancellation of the NHRA finals, highlighting some of that interview. Then, of course, the last segment, second hour, we will finish it up with Freak of the Freaking Year. All right. We'll continue on with Driver Rider of the Year next, right here, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Some people, they follow the rules. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page.
Cool.
And bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
Tickets for the 2026 season of Speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 and Celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series and Joy Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios. Driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Second hour of the Freaks, Freak Nation. Thank you guys for hanging out. Coming up this hour, Will Powell will be in here. Glenn Cromwell, NHRA president, will be in here. Our Freaky Awards continue with Freak of the Year and Driver Rider of the Year, Freak Nation. And I'm going to say this about that intro to the show. We've been doing this for 25 years, and the majority of those 25 years, that has been the intro. That music that you see and some of that video has been the intro for our show here with Speed Freaks. And Crasher, the name of the band?
Betty Blowtorch.
Yep. And every now and then we get popped on YouTube for this when we've actually got signed license agreement with the band and the label to run that thing on our show. So don't pop us for that, YouTube, all right? Don't pop us, man.
You know you're talking to AI. They're not.
Okay, well, AI, YouTube, do not pop us for that. Maybe they'll... Anyway. So, hey, thank you to that band for allowing us to use their music for the show intro. Not quite sure what we're going to be doing with our show intro for 2026. I do know what's going to be happening in 2026, where we're going to be, and we'll share with that. Share a little bit of that with you coming up at the...
On the beach, baby. Come on.
Yep. A little bit of that with you coming up the last segment of the show. A pretty big announcement here for the Freak Nation. All right, man. Let's continue on with our freakies. And again, since we spent so much coin on production, we got to roll. There we go. So to backtrack just a little bit, we had Cole Cusimano and who chime in for the first one?
I picked Brittany Force.
Brittany Force, Driver of the Year, and you picked
Alex Palou.
Alex Palou for Driver of the Year. All right. Speaking of Crash Gladys, how about your Driver Rider of the Year, my friend?
I'm just going to say, I think that Cole Cusimano's pick was spectacular, but one of the reasons that I chose this particular driver was because just this weekend, he was also Hoosier proud. Yes, go. Love the driver that broke so many records this year in the IndyCar Series and is an Indiana Hoosier fan and an Indiana Pacers fan to boot. So yeah, there's nothing else needs to be said about one of the nicest guys to ever hit the motorsports scene in the entire world. Cole went through all of his stats. The first Spaniard to ever win the Indy 500 and the first Spaniard to ever win the championship in the 500 in the same year. Just OMG. His name is now in the same paragraph as AJ Foyt, Bobby Unser, Al Unser, Mario Andretti, Alex Palou. Yes, the man.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious about this, and I'm not making a joke of it. Did any of you guys think about... Was it Robert Schwartzman?
Oh, for actually getting for the pole?
For the pole.
And nobody thought that Team Prema was going to be on the pole their rookie year of the Indy 500. That's a very good choice.
A Jewish-born driver on the pole for the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty damn big story of the year.
Yep, from Russia. And yeah, you bet. I mean, he was asked about so many of the political statements going on at that time as well, and he handled it all like a champ.
Completely forgot about that guy. Yeah.
I know.
Not gonna lie.
I know.
Because he had a bad race. He had a bad race. And
yeah, he did.
Didn't do anything the rest of the year, really, in the IndyCar Series. Mm.
And the team is struggling. Let's just be perfectly honest. Let's hope Team Prema is back in good form for 2026.
All righty. Cody Big Ass Johnson, my friend. As we pass the mic over to him, man, his production value is fantastic. All right, Cody, all right. Your driver, rider of the year is?
my driver, you know, I had to get a different kind of racing surface involved here.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This driver's last year in a Lucas-sponsored ride.
Mm-hmm.
He had 21 race wins and 39 top fives, brought in $650,000 or a little over so. Go ahead.
Very well done, Rico
Abreu.
Nice.
Talk about a dude that had a second half of the season. That was freaking Rico Abreu, bro.
There were some injuries that helped him out, mm-hmm. but he had definitely had a good year.
And I wouldn't say, no, I wouldn't say Kenny's second half of the season, because we talked to him, speaking of the Indy 500, we talked to him when Richie and I were at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in May, and he was going through a 3 or 4 race in a row winning streak at that time. So he just had a very good, consistent year, and that's by far the best Rico's ever had.
It was phenomenal this year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, you got to learn to talk into the mic and speak a little bit louder because the people can't hear you. So you said Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I have to teach you how to hold a mic?
Richie, he's got his hands on. He's our TD. He's our freaking techno director.
Learn how to talk louder. Just like I did. So I'm just going to yell. Cody, you got to. If Kenny's about to pick the winner of amongst our choices. And so you have to say it with passion. As long as you say it with passion, that's half the battle. You know?
Mm.
I have every right mind to pick a rider of the year.
I was just going to say, we have some in the chat too. People saying Mark Marquez. We've got Jet Lawrence. Yeah, there's Toprak Rosgat Liaku. There's a lot of two.
A former winner of driver rider
of the year. Toprak Rosgat Liaku. And I don't know. Go for it, Kenny. Do you have a two wheeler?
Jet Lawrence. Who crapped the bed after, I think it was the third race of the Supercross season, tore an ACL. Mm. And if you're familiar with Supercross, motocross at all, an ACL is one of the most important tendons in your body when it comes to cranking and shifting that freaking bike all over the place when it comes specifically for Supercross. So he was out for the majority of the year, still finished 18th in points, where he missed, I think, 13 races. 15, something like that. Still finished 13 in Supercross points, but he came back with a repaired ACL and wrapped up the 450 Motocross Championship with a round to spare.
Damn. Oh my God.
Wrapped up the freaking Motocross Champ. He one-pointed the 22 of the 24 motos, dropping only two all season.
Whoa.
Three-peat champion, captured the third straight Super Motocross World Championship. How many times have we crowned a Super Motocross champion?
Zero, because they're only, what, 3 years into a Super Motocross playoff championship?
That's what I'm saying. He's been crowned every one of them. Again, tore his ACL. More 1-1 sweeps. If you're familiar with Super Motocross, they have the first moto and the second moto. And when I say 1-1, he finished more first than anyone in 2025. Oh, at just 22, this guy is on the mark of a McGrath or a Carmichael or beyond, frankly. And you could argue the whole Marquez story, and I get it. I'm not going to take away from somebody that might pick Marquez here for something else, but it's tough for me to vote against Alex Palou. So you two are going to share the award for Alex Palou for driver of the year with an acknowledgement of Jet Lawrence.
No, you got to give yourself the pat on the back. Yes. Gary. Got it.
I respect it.
Yeah. All right. How much time we got? Oh, damn. We got a little bit of time to pontificate. Crasher, you brought up the Portland GP as your race of the year and explain to the Freak Nation why we're going to show a portion of this Will Power interview coming up next. We had him shortly thereafter that race win. What all was going on with Will Power at the time?
Will Power is the number one. He is in the record books right now, and he still has years left on his resume as the number one pole sitter in the history of the IndyCar series. And he's up there in wins. He has an Indy 500 to his credit. He's got a couple championships to his credit. This guy is not slowing down. And the fact that it came up this summer that Will Power, with all these records in the IndyCar series, might be losing his ride with Roger Penske, the captain. And then it actually came down that that's what happened. Will Power will be driving for the Andretti team coming up in 2026. Cannot freaking wait to see what he does with those cars. But yeah, so he comes into the Portland Grand Prix weekend. Is he going to drive for the captain? Is he not? He probably knew that this was his swan song. Goes out and takes the freaking win. Just annihilates people. And his wife has had health issues in the past. And to have her so happy in victory lane, that's always a great sight to see. Elizabeth Power always just with the water bottle twist as Will Power's coming to victory lane. Overall, it was a lot of drama on the weekend. He was asked questions about his future from the minute he set foot on that track all the way through his victory podium, which we have some clips as well. How can you not love the guy? How can you not love the guy and the drama that he went through and still took a win?
The mental toughness to drive a race car, let's just start there. And then you have all the ancillary items going on outside the race car and you continue to run at an elite level. But your team owner can't commit to you running in his freaking race car. Man, listen, the guy that's taking his spot, love his personality, but the pressure on this guy in his first year, what's his
David Malukas.
David Malukas, his first year in a Penske hot rod to win, I'm not saying just to have a great year, but to freaking win. Mm-hmm. They're going to be comparing his rookie season with Roger Penske versus Will Power's last season. Roger Penske, the pressure that's going to be on him is going to be bananas, Freak Nation. All right, we're going to hear from Will Power coming up next. Also, we're going to hear from Glenn Cromwell the night that he and the drivers and the board canceled the NHRA finals at Pomona. We'll hear from Glenn Cromwell. And then, of course, we'll roll the last of the Freaky Awards, the Freak of the Year, on the last segment here in the Freak Nation. All right, man, more freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
Some people, they follow the rules.
here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link, and you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page.
Cool.
And bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
All right, Freak Nation, this segment brought to you by good friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com to check out a number of products to keep your ride, two-wheel, four-wheel, speedboat, fat and happy. Go to lucasoil.com. Will Power was definitely one of the highlights. Okay, he's been one of the highlights for 24. As long as he's been in a freaking race car, he's been coming to Freak Nation. Will Power has been fun as heck to come in here in the Freak Nation. What? Okay. What we wanted to do was, again, highlight some of our favorite interviews of the year. And again, this, as Crash said the last segment, this is an interview that we had with him shortly after his Portland win, when he didn't even know if he was going to be running for Roger Penske, or if he could tell his new potential team owner that he could run. It was just so convoluted. Don't need to get into it. But here's a highlight from Will Power right here. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios. Will Power, the only Penske driver to win a race this year, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And one reason why we wanted to talk to you, Will, because you've been coming in here for damn near 20 years. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary, and we know your personality to a degree. And your personality post-race, it didn't scare me, but it was like Will's talking to somebody. Will just won an important race. But Will wasn't Will after typically winning a race. And it's probably uncomfortable for you to watch this, but watch this and you'll see where I'm coming from. But this isn't the Will Power coming in the Freak Nation.
Yeah, I mean, I won three races last year. So if you're a team, if you're waiting on me to know if I'm good enough, I don't know what you're thinking. Like, if you're actually waiting, it's like, yeah, is this guy, I'm not sure if this guy's good enough. Just go back to last year and you'll know.
Yeah. What you want me to?
No. Will, yeah. We know you, man, and you're one of our favorites of all time. Your dry sense of humor, your ability to start when you don't even mean to. It's just fantastic. But when I saw that, it took me 24 hours and I thought, he's not talking to the dude who asked that question. He's talking to his boss. Am I wrong?
No, that's not necessarily true. I'm just, that's a tough question. I mean, I'd had that question a lot, and, you know, like all season I've been asked these questions. I guess I was a little bit frustrated with getting those questions constantly. So I suppose that's why I answered that way. But I did win three races last year, and mm-hmm. I thought that anyone else in the paddock would get signed up at that. It has been a very stressful year for me.
Yeah.
Very stressful. Just from, you know, I believe I'm good enough and, that was, just as probably a lapse of, maybe shouldn't have said that, but it's probably what I felt in the moment with those questions continually coming to me all the time. I've just about had enough of it.
True.
Yeah.
Well, something else I learned, and I think we've all been in this spot. When I was hired, when I was doing radio rock shows across the country or doing news in Los Angeles, there was always a guy who hired me, the news director or the program director. And from time to time, that program director or news director would get fired. And I'd be scared shitless that I was going to lose my job because he's the one who hired me and a new dude's going to come in and not appreciate what I do. And I heard once Tim Cindric left, the guy who talked to you about extension says, hey, man, we'll talk about it at the end of 24. When Tim Cindric left, did you have any inclination that there was going to be an issue? Or did you feel that same way that I did? Like, my guy's gone, man. There's going to be an issue signing a contract with Penske.
I wouldn't say. I think, you know, Tim was a very good mediator, you know, between the team and Roger. So, yeah, it was a very interesting time. I kind of like was wondering how that's going to, what they're going to do there. You know, who's going to be that guy that you speak to? And there, I would say there's probably a bit of confusion there for a while. Like, you know, who do you actually talk to? You know, because it was, you wouldn't usually just call Roger. You know, you go, you'd call Tim, you'd speak to Tim, and Tim and kind of give you the updates on, you know, what he thinks is going to happen. So, but they did move that, you know, they moved the appropriate people forward, up and so on.
The person that came in for Hendrick, or excuse me, for Cindric, didn't talk to you for a year and a half or whatever it was.
No, well, Tim, what do you mean? Tim,
well, you said that you said that after 2024, they were to talk to you about an extension.
Yes.
But you've had no conversation about an extension since Tim Cindric left.
I've had, no, that's not true. That is not true. I spoke to Roger after Detroit.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And he sort of, you know, said, we'll talk in August. That's not true. Like after the whole mate, obviously a lot went down in May, and you know, there's a lot of restructuring and all that. So I didn't really expect to, you know, hear much in that time, in that period. But Roger, we sat down at the race team and talked about
the
future maybe. So they did that.
I guess where I'm a little confused is, at least from what I've picked up from articles and some things, maybe what you said to Bob Pockrass on Friday of the Portland weekend, is that you are unable to talk to other teams, but you are also unable to know your status on your current team. Nothing until the end of the season. I don't think I've ever heard of that before. That seems odd to me. Isn't that odd to you? Yeah.
That's not true. What I was saying is, you know, sat down with Roger. Yes, I could talk to other teams. You know, Roger basically said that's okay, but obviously can't sign or do anything till after the season. So yeah, no, that's not exactly true. That is not exactly true. He said, you know, basically said, I'm not going to shoot you if you go and talk to other teams while we work out what's going to happen here. So, he said that, and then obviously I, you know, can't sign or anything with other teams, but I could kind of see what's out there.
Okay, good. That provides clarity, because the perception was that you can't talk to others, but you also can't talk to your current team. Thank you for that clarity. But regardless, it doesn't reduce the stress, unfortunately, that you're under, and it's just pulling out that win, and like you just told us at the beginning of this interview, how you were in your happy spot. Everything was just clear those last several laps. Maybe a little stressful, but clear. Wow. How do you do it? I mean, I know that's such a simple question, but I don't think it's a simple answer.
I have been in that spot many times, because usually at the end of the race, you know, we don't have a blue flag rule. You know, I had used tires, the other two had new tires. So, you know, we'd played our cards early. We'd started on new tires and picked the strategy to go along, so at the end of the day, picking the new tires early was good, got a massive gap. But yeah, we knew at some point we're gonna have to deal with used tires. But I thought, like, if it was clear, I was pretty confident we would pull away. But having traffic, the tires deg more. But it was, you know, to me, like I said, it was like business as normal. I'd been in that position so many times. It was just being mistake free, you know.
Freak Nation, his name, of course, is Will Power. Been coming in here for many, many years. Always frank with us here in the Freak Nation. It is somewhat a relief. And we get, and you know, Will, we don't hang out, Will. I get that. We don't pal around and drink warm beer and eat raunchy and talk about our kids. But there is a connection that we have to you. And we just took this stuff. We take this stuff a little differently, too, than we would a freaking Rasmussen or somebody. So it's good to get some clarity from you, I got to say, in this interview.
No, it's I've enjoyed coming on his show for years. It's always been fun, you know, because I enjoy to joke around. That's been my family, man. My dad had a great sense of humor, brother's stand up comedian. So we always have a laugh at people's expense. It was very enjoyable.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Wow.
How you doing?
That's how we roll.
Final show of the year, baby. Come on.
All right. And speaking of interviews, Glenn Cromwell, NHRA president, highlight from his interview, the night they canceled the NHRA finals. That's next. Speed Freaks, Pistol, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. You'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks' YouTube page.
Cool.
And bang the store link so you, too, can own a part of the Freak Nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
For the 2026 season of speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series in Joy, Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for 2 decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, our friends at General Tire want to remind you, winter's here, man. Get yourself rolling on a new set of General Tires. Go to generaltire.com. It's generaltire.com to find the tires for your ride. Frankly, my story of the year would have been NHRA not having a championship finals at Pomona. Weather caused a major issue, so much so they canceled. They couldn't move it to another racetrack, couldn't move it to another weekend. They just said, done. They checked with the drivers. They checked with team owners, the board, everybody that they felt needed to know, and they said, boom, we're done. Glenn Cromwell, the president of NHRA, joined us that night. Here's a highlight of that interview here during our Freaky Awards. Freak Nation, as I promised, we're going to go straight to the source to figure out what happened with the NHRA over the weekend. Of course, you know, there was lots of weather. This whole freaking river extravaganza, stream, flow, whatever the hell they're calling it,
Atmospheric river
that stopped on top of freaking Pomona, it looks like, and dumped record numbers of rain over the track. President NHRA, good friend of the Freak Nation, Glenn Cromwell, joins us here in the Freak Nation. And we thought we'd go, as I said, straight to the source and figure out what the hell happened here. As a person that wasn't at this event, Glenn Cromwell, I'm with the thousands of others on social media and going, what the hell? What were there any contingencies? What were the options? Did you exhaust all your options? Help me out here as a drag racing fan of why you canceled the finals.
Yeah, you know, Kenny, it's a tough decision, as you can imagine. One that we really wanted to see the event, as everybody did, run on the racetrack. And nobody wins. Our fans were great. They stuck it out as long as they could. But I've been with the NHRA for 28 years. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, we had rain come in Friday, and it never lit up, and it continued to go all the way through today. Forecast for tomorrow does not look good. Tuesday, not much better. Wednesday was probably the closest thing that we had, and there's no guarantees. We're looking at the weather long term. There's a front coming in Thursday, Friday. And we exhausted everything we could do today. You know, we thought we were going to have a window to race, and it started to dry up for about 2 hours. Our safety safari did a great job, got on the track, and started to dry it. We realized that over the last 2 days, so much water got underneath the rubber there on the concrete. We had to scrape that, and we started to do it, and the other thing that a lot of people don't quite understand is the cool temperatures. Not only was it rain and it's wet, but it's cool. And when you have, you know, 11,000, 12,000 horsepower cars, you know, it's not like we have rain tires. You have to make sure that you put them down the racetrack and they're safe. And that's our job, NHRA, is to make sure that we take care of our drivers. And make sure that we give them a racetrack that's going to be safe. And we felt that we could not do that with the elements that were around us and the elements that were coming. And we threw everything, you know, we had contingency programs. I mean, we were here Friday, we were here Saturday, we're Sunday. You know, there is a point that, you know, the teams are here. You know, how long can you get the teams to stay? And we sat down with PRO this morning, NHRA and PRO, which is the Professional Racer Organization, along with our pro stock leaders, Elite and KB, Greg Anderson and Richard Freeman, along with our professional motorcycle team leaders there. And we walked it through, and we came to a joint decision that that track was not going to be safe. And we did not think it would be safe tomorrow or Tuesday and beyond. And we surely did not think we were going to get a track today. I think what a lot of people don't quite understand is that, though it's maybe dry for 2 hours, you have to dry it. You got to peel that rubber up. You got to put it back down. And then you hope that the weather is warm enough that you can put these cars down that racetrack. And our experts, Josh Peterson, Jeff Conley, just did not feel comfortable with it. So we made a decision. I made a decision that is in the best interest where we are today. And we decided to call it. And I believe it was the right decision, as it is still raining out here in Pomona. So.
NHRA President Glenn Cromwell joining Speed Freaks Radio on a Sunday night and Speed Freaks TV on the Racer Network on Monday. Glenn, when were these discussions with your driver groups, potentially with Fox or just internally with the NHRA? When did they begin? As this was forecast from, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday in the week, when did you start to say, hey, we need to start looking at backup plans with your group and potentially moving to a different track? Was that even feasible?
We talked about that. I mean, here's the tough thing. We started talking about it on Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay. Obviously we made a decision to run our Lucas Oil Drag Racing Series categories on Thursday. And that was a great decision. We were able to finish all those categories except for alcohol dragster and alcohol funny car. We were able to crown the champions on Thursday. And, we looked at the following weekend. We looked at other tracks. Here's the thing you don't know. You don't know what the weather forecast is going to be 7, 10, 12 days out. And you can double down. We talked about going next weekend. One of the challenges that we had with Fox in our mobile unit was not available. It was not available after Wednesday of this week. In fact, that mobile unit is on its way to Copper Mountain for a committed ski event, and that we could not find another mobile unit available to us for next weekend. And plus, you don't know what next weekend's going to be. To have the teams go back home, come back out with the uncertainty of what next weekend's going to be in Southern California, Phoenix, Las Vegas. We talked about all of them. And that's the challenge when you have a outdoor event, is the uncertainty of what the forecast is going to be.
Glenn Cromwell, president, NHRA, joining the Freaks. And Glenn, again, outside looking in, do you think transparency would have helped as you're having these discussions on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like this could happen? Or is that counterproductive to the fan base?
Well, I think, the thing is, could have we communicated better? Maybe. I think what we don't know is we were hoping for windows to open up. I mean, I've seen it. I live here. I've seen a forecast of rain, and it goes around Pomona. And you find a window of 10, 12, 24 hours. And we had to make sure that we gave ourselves an opportunity to fit that into the window. Unfortunately, this one didn't give us that opportunity. It just continued to rain 24/7. And then the temperatures started to drop.
Well, I think we agree on one thing: better transparency. I think we learned from that there, Glenn Cromwell. I'm not putting words in the mouth. You actually said that at Freak Nation. I'm not putting words in his mouth. But as you see over my shoulder, my right shoulder, there's a 50th anniversary NHRA flag over my shoulder. And I don't know if you've come across a group of folks in the media that have, pushed the NHRA harder than us and that have actually tried to really just blow up the personalities and have some fun with your series. And now we're coming up on 75 years. and we're not going to have a force, at least for now, going into 2026, driving a professional race car. You ready for that?
We are. You know, I mean, I think we have a lot of athletes and drivers and superstars that are going to step up. But, you know, John Force, amazing. Definitely the GOAT. I mean, the guy, 16-time champion. He needs, I'm glad he made the decision, and it's the right decision for him and his family and his wife. And, you know, but listen, people, he may not be racing down the track, but he's going to be at our events. He's going to have race teams. He's going to be a team owner. And I will tell you, and we have been working on it prior to his announcement this past weekend. You know, we are, and I'm giving you a little sneak preview, and I can't give you all the details.
That's why you should go to our website, our YouTube page, and listen to that entire interview with Glenn Cromwell. He shares with you something that is in the works for John Force coming up, future for the NHRA. All right, man. We're going to wrap up the 25th annual Freaky Awards with Freak of the Year, and a pretty good announcement, network announcement for the Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks YouTube page and bang the store link so you too can own a part of the Freak Nation.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
For the 2026 season of speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 in celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series in Joy, Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/125 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820.
800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to a freaking encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
All right, Freak Nation, coming up, we have our last of our Freaky Awards. And again, if you've missed that stellar production. We've had Race of the Year, Driver, Rider of the Year, Story of the Year. Now it's time for Freak of the Year. I know Cole Cusimano is excited about that. This is his first time to chime in with his Freak of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
How's the year been for you, Cole Cusimano?
It's been honestly incredible. I'm so thankful that you guys brought me in here. It's been an awesome experience getting some behind the camera, behind the mic work. It's right. Been an adjustment, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and it's been a awesome year one. Ready for year two.
Well, congratulations. You're fired. You're not going to be around.
Damn. Shoot.
Aw, Jolly Wickers.
Right before the Freak of the Year? Come on.
And it's been a hell of a year on Racer Network. We were, again, MAV TV was bought out by Racer, and it became Racer Network. We had a hell of a time on there this year, Freak Nation, with our friends at Racer Network. We know a lot of folks over there. A lot of people mean a lot of good things to us, Freak Nation. And we'll be making an announcement pretty soon for 2026 that will be very advantageous for you guys out there in the Freak Nation. Just going to leave it at that. Been a great time on Racer, and got some things happening here in the Freak Nation. All right, it's time for Freak of the Year, and I'm going to start off with Crash Gladys for Freak of the Year, as we've not started off with Crasher for Freak of the Year. This is the most coveted award for individuals that have actually participated in sports.
Yep, this guy... Okay, so there it goes. I'm going with a guy, not a female driver or rider. But this guy went through everything, it seems, this year. Unfortunately, it didn't end up the way that he wanted. Let's just go with it so I can punt it.
Is that you? Sorry, Crash.
Not the Freak of the
Year.
I'm
sorry about that. That's what I'm saying. That just didn't look right, did it? All right, here we go, Crash. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Denny Hamlin, because hello, this guy, you could argue he should have been the Cup champion. He won the most races of the year in NASCAR, in the Cup Series. He's a brand new daddy for the third time. New baby. Unfortunately, his father's health is failing, and he's suing. He is one of the plaintiffs suing the NASCAR Series, the France family. All of this. And he compartmentalizes each individual aspect of his life en route to the championship that unfortunately went south with two laps to go in the season. Denny Hamlin was a freak of nature in 2025. He started off the year saying things like, I beat your favorite driver. And then at the end of the year, you guys, everybody was cheering him on. He's a freak.
Crash Gladys, Denny Hamlin, not a bad choice for Freak of the Year. A lot of fantastic explanation there, and the veins coming out of her neck could be seen this side of the Mississippi.
I do. When I get passionate, it's not just my veins, it's my bones. Yeah.
All right, Cody, your Freak of... Or let's go, Richie, since you're already on camera.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. Let's go, Richard C. Suave, with your Freak of the Year, my friend.
All right, we've done a lot of four-wheel conversation, not too much two-wheel conversation, but I'm going to wrap it up with two wheels. The chat has been mentioning Mark Marquez, and this guy, his story, if you guys don't know it, I'd read up on it quite a bit here, and I'm going to try and, you know, put it down into a little nuggets so you can get it here on the Freak Nation. But this guy, according to MotoGP, He's crashed 108 times since he was last MotoGP World Champion in 2019. He's undergone 5 surgeries on his right arm and shoulder since he was last champion in 2019. He missed 30 races. He is now the second winningest MotoGP rider of all time.
Ooh.
Behind, of course,
Valentino.
The legendary Valentino Rossi. Yeah. I'm going to read this quote from his brother here, who said he thought his older sibling would retire during the 2-year period he spent searching for a cure for his fractured, infected, and malrotated humerus. He had one of the greatest seasons in MotoGP history this year. He won 11 races. He set the record for most points in this particular sprint format in MotoGP this year. Incredible comeback, incredible season. Congratulations to Marc Marquez.
Yep.
In my 2025 Freak of the Year.
Extremely valid. Well
and
done.
And then here are some other things, because I was teetering between Marquez and Jet for my driver rider of the year. There was one, where was it? He clinched the title even after the late season injury. Did you say that?
He did.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Right. What was the other one? Regardless, just read a story. He doesn't need to win a chance. If he wins a race, he could be Freak of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you get a chance, read the story on Marquez. Nice choice there, Richie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Appreciate that. All right, Cole Cusumano, your Freak of the Year.
I believe there is only one driver deserving of being Freak of the Year, because in Speed Freak's 25th season, he was arguably the biggest fixture on our show. Who is it? Older, and his hand now.
Get him!
There's only one driver in the studio that we have a stuffed animal of. It's William Big Balls Byron. This guy went from boring to big balls February, winning the Daytona 500 back-to-back fashion, I might add, to now being Big Balls Byron. Why is that? He only matched his 3 win total from last year, but this is by far his most dominant season. Career high and series best laps led with 1,330, and he won his first regular season title. But it was not until William Byron came into the Freak Nation in September that we saw him come into his own. He came onto the show with a full beard, and he dropped an S-bomb that vaulted him into manhood and a deep playoff run. He made the championship four with a walk-off win at Martinsville, beating his teammate Chase Elliott and the Penske Fords of Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney. And on top of that, he shot a shot with Sabrina Carpenter. He met Sydney Sweeney. And for that, William Byron is the Freak of the Year.
Well,
big balls.
Done. Big
and
balls.
He should have won 6-7 races this year.
He should have. Yeah, exactly. There were 3 races where he led most laps and dominated and got screwed out of it. Yeah.
Job. William Big Balls Byron.
I mean, think about it. In February, he was William Boring Byron. William Boring. And he, by September, like Cole said, he became Big Balls Byron. The man matured in 2025. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the sport, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cody, let's end it with you, my friend. Freak of the Year, young man.
All right, so I chose somebody that, well, let's start off. It's another GOAT. Let's start there. And I chose him to be my Freak of the Year because he made me laugh the absolute most all season long every time we had something on.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead. I don't know of another driver with bigger balls than Byron other than this man who retired without even telling his PR team. So he just said, I'm done. And let everybody else figure it out.
John, I love it.
So I feel like that earns Freak of the Year.
Absolutely.
Man, those are some solid freaking picks. Man, where do I go? Oh, I'm sorry. I know where I go. I've actually, you guys, you know what? Marquez, Fantastic Force, yes. Who'd you pick? Denny Hamlin. And you picked William Big Balls Byron. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My big balls were earned this weekend with an 11-year-old girl in goalie. And when you're the father of an 11-year-old girl in goal and she takes on penalty kicks, you just don't know the stress that goes on in my head and a lot of people's heads in general. But watching what this girl has done over the last 2 or 3 years, taking the goalie by the horns and kicking some ass.
Yep.
Here she is in one of her many stops.
You have it?
a penalty kick from yesterday's game to preserve the victory to move on to the semifinals, Freak Nation. I want you to watch Henley. She's the one in the green, of course, in the goal.
The big cucumber.
The coach calls her the big cucumber. Her team is in the white. And if you're familiar with penalty kicks, this ball isn't that far from the goal, Freak Nation. Now, she's doing everything her dad and her goalie instructors had asked her to do. She's sitting in goal. She's trying to make herself look big. Watch her hands. Look at that. They're going up and down, up and down, up and down, trying to distract the individual who's about to kick that ball about 40 miles an hour at her face. What does she do? Well, this is what Freaks of the
Year.
Oh,
by the way, no. Let's not forget. She's looking into the sun, and it is sunset time.
Exactly. Good point. It's right in her face.
It's right in her face.
Here she goes.
Oh, yeah.
There
it is.
There you go.
Freak of the weekend.
Yeah, there it is.
Henley Sargent.
Tracking down the rebound there as well, making sure no follow-ups.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that badass?
She did.
Oh, yeah.
Like a cat.
There you go, Freak Nation. There is my freak of the year, an 11-year-old goalkeeper frankly, has taken this team on her back and helped propel them into victory lane, or victory circle, victory. What? All right, they got themselves. Come on over here. Come on over here, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Are we supposed to be off the air already?
Champ.
We are. All right.
Champ.
All right. I want you to say Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays.
Okay.
Say it real quick.
Hi, I'm a champion.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being a part of this. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to all of you. Be sure you check with us on our social media to find out our next move and where we're going to be having a good old time in 2026. Later. Crash.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Some people, they follow the rule. Here at the Freak Nation, we don't. Go to our YouTube channel at Official Speed Freaks and hit the store link. And you'll be able to own a part of the Freak Nation, from adult to kids' tees, freaking hoodies, beanies, to styling lids, kicks, and coffee mugs. All carrying Speed Freaks attitude that's been rattling cages for 25 years. This ain't fashion. It's a big old fat middle finger to boring.
Hello.
You want to blend in? Keep walking. Hit up Speed Freaks' YouTube page.
Cool.
And bang the store link so you, too, can own a part of the Freak Nation.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
For the 2026 season of speed at Worldwide Technology Raceway are on sale now. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 and Celebration of 66 Festival, June 6th and 7th. The NASCAR Cup Series and Joy Illinois 300, O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, and Confluence Music Festival, September 11th through 13th. And the NHRA Napa Auto Parts Midwest Nationals, October 2nd through 4th. Save big by going to WWTRaceway.com.